بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله يا أبا الشهداء. There's a sermon, it's pretty famous, by Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. I think many of us have heard parts of it. And there's a difference of opinion exactly where this sermon was delivered. Some say it was after the Imam reaches Karbala, but others believe that it was delivered before, in a station and manzil by the name of the Husum. They say Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, he delivered this sermon. They say the Imam stands amongst his companions and he says the following. He says, as you can see, what has befallen us has befallen us. Times have changed. Evil has taken over and good and merit have ceased and only a little is left. The drops of water that remain at the bottom of a container. He likens the amount of good that is left to the drops at the bottom of a container. When you empty a container of water, how much water is left at the bottom? Very little. The people are living in low and abased circumstances, like a grazing ground that has become hard and barely bears any vegetation anymore. This is how the people are living. Do you not see that the truth is not adhered to, and that falsehood is not refrained from? In such circumstances, it is befitting for the believer to be eager to meet his Lord. In other words, the believer has to be ready to give his life in the way of the Lord so that these circumstances can be changed back to normal again. In such abased and filthy circumstances, death to me is salvation itself. And life with the oppressors is only hardship and weariness. I grow tired of it. I can't bear it. The people are slaves of the dunya, and nas abidud dunya. The people, at the end of the day, they are slaves of this dunya. They are so in love with this temporary and passing dunya. وَالدِّينُ لَعِقٌ عَلَىٰ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. And religion is only something they have on their tongues. They live with it as long as their lives are comfortable. This is not what deen is all about. Deen is something that we have ghira for, we have pride for. We live because of deen. Deen doesn't live because of us. But the Imam is saying that the people, this is how they are. They will keep religion on their tongues. In other words, they'll speak about it, they'll talk about it. But when the time comes and they have to embrace hardship and make sacrifice for this deen, they won't. And religion is only something they have on their tongues. They live with it as long as their lives are comfortable. But when they are put to the test, the religious will be very few. قَلَّتْ دَيَّانُونَ. Those who believe will be very little. And this is what we believe that happened after the Prophet. Brothers and sisters, the Imam here, the sermon that what we have in history ends. A lesson that we take from this is that this dunya, coming into this dunya, this life as we know it, is equal to hardship. The Quran talks about how the human being has been created in hardship. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. You can't expect to have comfort. Comfort is for somewhere else. Perfection is for somewhere else. We have to expect tests to come. Now sometimes these tests are small, sometimes these tests are big. The big tests, people sometimes think that when it comes, they'll be ready for it. No, no, no. To be ready for the big tests, as our ulama say, you have to pass all of these little tests that we have on an everyday basis. All these little harams that Allah has put in front of us every single day. If we're able to pass these little tests, when the big tests come about, that's when we'll pass them also with flying colors. The people of Imam Hussein's time, apparently, based on what the Imams themselves would say, since they were not fulfilling the obligations of Allah the way they were supposed to. They were filling their stomachs with haram. This is why they weren't able to pass those big tests to make those big decisions in life the way that the Imams wanted them to. The Imam says that these people, they are willing to kill me because although I am equal to deen, they are preferring and giving preference to the dunya over me, which I am their akhirah. Following me equals their akhirah. وَالدِّينُ لَعِقٌ عَلَىٰ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. Brothers and sisters, this is a wake-up call to all of us to be careful. If we want to be on Imam Hussein's side, it starts from now. It starts from at home, at work, outside, when we're alone with people, socially, individually. How obedient are we to the Ahlul Bayt and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to everyday tests? If we're able to pass those tests, inshallah, that's when we will be ready for the bigger tests, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.